Welcome to HMDC Presents. This is The Brief on U.S. Presidential War Powers. Today we will discuss the topic, Resolved, the United States should eliminate the President's authority to deploy military forces abroad without congressional approval. So, simply put, this topic is about a massive tug of war over who gets to make the really serious choice to send the U.S. military into battle. First, let's look at the rules. When we say deploy military forces abroad, we're just talking about sending soldiers to fight in other countries, and congressional approval means getting permission from U.S. lawmakers. You see, our Constitution divides power, and a 1973 law called the War Powers Resolution was created to limit the president's ability to wage war without lawmakers' permission. Second, why is this so important right now? Well, the president recently took major military actions without asking Congress. 1 year ago, the U.S. attacked Iran to disrupt its nuclear program. Just last week, the U.S. attacked Iran again to take out its leadership. And a few months ago, the U.S. actually captured the leader of Venezuela. All of this happened without a vote. Finally, what are the arguments? Well, the pro side argues one person shouldn't start dangerous wars alone, and lawmakers must share the decision. But the con side argues a president needs to act extremely fast to protect the country from sudden danger, without waiting for a vote. Ultimately, this debate is really about deciding what's more important: acting quickly to stop threats, or making careful, shared decisions before fighting. Thank you for listening. Good luck in your upcoming debate events.